ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम 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 गणानां त्वा गणपतिं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमम् ज्येष्ठरवि कन्याकुमारि धीमहि तन्नो दुर्गे प्रचोदयात् ओम शांति शांति शांति। सो वी हैव टू डू फ्रॉम द 15th हैविंग सीन द स्वरूपम ऑफ तुरीय आत्मा इन द 7th मंत्र वी हैव सीन गौडपाद आचार्यस कमेंट्री ऑन द 7th मंत्र इन द 10th कारिका देयर आफ्टर फ्रॉम 11th कारिका ऑनवर्ड्स टिल द 18th कारिका ऑल दीज कारिकास Gaudapada Acharya actually analyzes the similar dissimilar features of the four padas Atyatma, Vishvaha, Taijasaha, Prajnaha and Turiyaha. That is, he presents the compare contrast study of the four padas, and to present this compare contrast study of these four padas Vishvaha, Taijasaha, Prajnaha and Turiyaha, he takes these two aspects, ignorance and error, ignorance caused error, that is based on these two aspects, ignorance and ignorance caused error alone, he makes this compare contrast study of the four padas. That is, in keeping with the presence, based on the presence and absence of ignorance, based on the presence and absence of error, now he analyzes this compare contrast study of the four padas. And there he says, Vishvaha, the prathama padaha, the first padaha, has ignorance and ignorance caused error. Taijasaha, the dvitiya padaha, also has ignorance and ignorance caused error. And Prajnaha has only the ignorance, whereas Turiyaha, the Chaturtha Pada, Turiyaha actually is free from ignorance and error. You have to remember this very well. Vishvaha, the Prathama Padaha, has ignorance and error, has means associated with ignorance and error. Taijasaha, the dreamer, Dvitiya Padaha, is endowed with ignorance and error. Prajnaha, the sleeper, the Tritiya Padaha, has only total ignorance. And Turiyaha is free from ignorance and error. Then he said, this Taija Prathama Padaha and Dvitiya Padaha, Vishvaha and Taijasaha are endowed with ignorance and error. Whereas the Taijasaha, the Prajnaha and Turiyaha are free from error. Then he said, Vishvaha and Taijasaha are endowed with ignorance and error, but this Prajnaha is endowed with ignorance. Turiyam is free from ignorance and error. The same idea he repeats. And to repeat this, to make it very clear what he says, he uses four different terms. He uses agrahanam, bijam, nidra and karanam. Okay, the four terms mean ignorance. I repeat again, agrahanam, bijam, nidra, karanam. These four terms are used to mean ignorance. And anyatha grahanam, ankuraha, swapnaha, karyam. These are the four words used to mean, to indicate the error. Then he also said, being asleep to the fact is in fact sleep. Being asleep to the fact is in fact sleep. And being asleep to the fact, thereby being erroneous, is the dream. Having error is what? No, being deluded is remaining in dream. Therefore, ignorance is sleep and delusion, error is what? Delusion is here dream. Therefore, self-delusion or error, erroneous perception of the self is what? Like a dream. And self-ignorance is the sleep. Therefore, he says, because in waking state, the waker has ignorance and sleep, ignorance and error. Philosophically, the waking state also, what? No, sleep. Waker also is asleep. And because the dreamer is also endowed with ignorance and error, endowed with self-ignorance and self-delusion, the dreamer, the Taijasaha, is also in sleep. And the Prajnaha, of course, being endowed with ignorance, is in deep sleep. Isn't it? What is deep sleep? Errorless ignorance is deep sleep. Error-free ignorance is deep sleep. Errorful ignorance is sleep and dream. Is it clear? Therefore, philosophically, there is sleep in all the three states. Waker also is asleep. Dreamer also is asleep. Sleeper also is asleep. Why? The waker is asleep to the fact, Aham Brahma Asmi. Because being asleep to this fact is what? Being ignorant of the self being, absolute reality, non-dual reality, Brahman. And being ignorant of the fact, that self being reality results in what? Self-delusion, which results in entertaining the notion such as I am an individual, no, with all problems, I am a jivaha, I am jivatma. Entertaining this notion is what? Actually, self-delusion, which is dream. Okay? So as long as you entertain the wrong notion about the self, you have self-delusion, you're deluded, then you are dreaming. And how long can you be dreaming? As long as you are in sleep of ignorance of the fact that you are Brahman. You cannot dream being awake. You had to be in sleep to dream. Isn't it? You are in sleep of ignorance and you can have the dream of delusion. Therefore, in dream also, you are asleep to the fact you are the waker. Therefore, you have the dream of the delusion of dream being real. Delusion of the self delusion that you are different from the dream world. The dream world is different from you. Is it clear now? In dream also, there's a sleep, philosophical sleep in dream, in waking also. And what about in deep sleep state? In deep sleep state, of course, also there is philosophical sleep. You are asleep to the fact of very existence that you are. And therefore, and you are asleep to the fact that you are Brahman. Isn't it? Without any error. Therefore, there is sleep. Understand? When you wake up from the sleep of ignorance, along with the sleep, dream also goes. So what is the cause for the error? Ignorance. And what is the effect of ignorance? Error. So how to resolve the error? If cause resolves, effect also will resolve. Karanasya nashe, karyasya nashaha bhavati. Sanskrit purunayipo. Karana nashe, karya nashaha. Agrahana nashe, anyatha grahana nashaha. Nidra nashe, swapna nashaha. Bija nashe, ankura nashaha. Is it clear? In resolving ignorance, error resolves by itself. Error need not be removed separately after removing the ignorance. Is it clear? Which means, in the wake of the knowledge of the rope, the ignorance of the rope goes. Along with the ignorance of the rope, snake, perception of snake also goes simultaneously. Is it clear? Therefore, he says, how ignorance is sleep. And self-ignorance is the sleep, self-delusion is the dream. And where are they? Therefore, in the 14th verse we saw, the pragya, I repeat again, Vishvaha, the Prathama Padaha, the first Padaha, Vishvaha, is endowed with ignorance and error. The Dvitiya Padaha, Taijasaha, is endowed with ignorance and error. Self-ignorance and self-delusion. Whereas Prajna is endowed with only errorless, total ignorance. Whereas Turiyam is free from ignorance and error. Which pada doesn't have anything? Turiyaha. Okay, now we'll do the 15th verse. From there we'll continue. Anyatha grinnata swapno.
Anyatha grinnata swapno.
Nidra tattva majanataha.
Nidra tattva majanataha.
Viparya seta yoho kshine.
Viparya seta yoho
Turiyam padamashnute.
Turiyam padamashnute.
So, anyatha grinnataha swapnaha. There is dream of self-delusion. Self-delusion. For whom? The dream of self-delusion for the one who is ignorant. Nidra tattvam ajanataha. Who is dreaming here? One who is self-deluded for him. Anyata grinnataha means what? The one who mistakes himself for what he is not. What the self is not. Anyata grinnataha. Please listen to me, all of you, carefully. Anyata grinnan purushaha means the self-deluded person. Swapnaha. This dream is there for the one who is self-deluded. What does he mean? The self-deluded is the dreaming person. And who is the one who is dreaming being self-delusion? He says, Tattvam ajanataha nidra. Tattvam ajanataha means one who does not know the turiyam, one who does not know the fact that the self is Brahman, one who does not know the reality, the fact about the self being the reality, tattvam ajanataha, the one who does not know the truth, he is in sleep or he has sleep. Tattvam ajanataha nidra asti. Anyata grinnataha swapnaha asti. Who is the dreamer? Who is the sleeper now? The one who is self-ignorant is the sleeper. The one who is self-deluded is the dreamer. Who is the sleeper and dreamer now? Vishvaha is the sleeper in dream. Taijasaha is also the sleeper in dream. Understand? Then he says, Viparyase tayoho kshine. Viparyasaha means ignorance mixed with the error is called viparyasaha. Viparyasaha is one word which means error mixed ignorance. Or errorful ignorance. Or ignorance with the error is indicated by one word, viparyasaha. Viparyase kshine tayoho. Tayoho means what? Of those both, Vishwa and Taijasa, who have ignorance and error. When that ignorance and error kshine, when it is resolved, it is what? Turiyam padam ashnute. One attains the turiyam status. Okay, turiyam status. Very interesting. Ashnute means enjoys or takes ownership of or experiences or in fact eats. Ashnute has many meanings are there. One attains the Turiyam status. Who? This person. Okay. Anybody attains the Turiyam status when Kshine, when ignorance and error are resolved. Viparyase Kshine, when the Viparyasaha is resolved, one attains the Turiyam Padam. One attains the Turiyam Padam, Turiyam status, one attains. What is Turiyam status? Aham Brahma Asmi. Aham Brahma Asmi, okay, claiming this fact is attaining the Turiyam Padam. What is a fact? Aham Brahma Asmi is a fact, and claiming the Brahman as the self is what? Attaining the Turiyam Padam. Turiyam Padam Ashnute. When these ignorance and error are resolved. How you do resolve the ignorance? By knowledge. So you need knowledge for resolving ignorance. For resolving error, what do you need? You don't need anything separately for resolving the error. Error resolves along with the ignorance in the wake of the knowledge. Whose error and ignorance become resolved? The waker's ignorance and error resolve in the wake of the knowledge of the self being Brahman. And whose error and ignorance resolve? The dreamer's ignorance and error resolve in the wake of knowledge of the self being the waker. Isn't it? The dream ignorance resolves, dream error resolves in the wake of the knowledge of self being the waker. Similarly, the waking ignorance and error resolve in the wake of the knowledge of the self being Brahman. So claiming the limitless reality, non-dual reality, Brahman as the self is attainment of the Turiyam Padam. Okay. Now, I want to tell you one simple thing. Listen. Here is a definition here. What is a definition? Definition of Turiyam is given here. Turiyaha. What is the definition of the Turiyaha Atma? Turiyaha or Turiya Atma? Or Turiya Padaha? Is it? What is the definition of the fourth aspect of the Atma? We need to know. Very simple. Because knowledge of the Turiyatma alone will free you from samsara. Knowledge of the Turiyatma is the most significant thing, because this is the knowledge which will free you from bondage. Therefore, it's important to know the Turiyatma's definition. What have you understood? What is the definition of Vishvaha Prathamapadaha? Prathamapadaha is the one who is endowed with error and ignorance and error. What is the definition of Dithiya Padaha, second Padaha, Taijasaha? A Taijasaha is the one who is endowed with ignorance and error. What is the definition of the Prajnaha? Prajnaha is the one, Tritiya Padaha, third Padaha of the Atma. Tritiya Padaha is the one who is endowed with errorless total ignorance. And what is the definition of the Turiya Padaha? One who is free from both ignorance and error. Therefore, for you to attain the Turiya Padam, what should you do? You should become free from ignorance and error. Finished. Which means, remove the ignorance, remove the error, you are Turiyam. With ignorance and error, you are Vishvaha. With ignorance and error, you are Taijasaha. With only ignorance, you are Pragyaha. Without ignorance and error, you are Turiyaha. So what is, how should we understand here? Vishvaha minus ignorance and error is equal to Turiyaha. Taijasaha minus ignorance and error is equal to Turiyaha. Pragyaha minus ignorance is equal to Turiyaha. So Turiyaha, I should say minus. Stop. Isn't it? Therefore, Turiya Pada Ashanam means what? Attainment of Turiya Padam is not really attainment, claiming. Actually, you are already non-dual reality, the Turiya Atma. Now, what is that which really distances you from becoming the Turiya Atma, Turiyam Padam? What is that which really prevents you from attaining the Turiyam Padam? What is that? Ignorance and error. To the Bakasura, Maha Asuras, who are sitting between you and Turiyam, Paramatma. What is that? Ignorance and error. Blocking the road. Blocking, isn't it? Remove the ignorance. Then error goes along with the ignorance. You don't attain. You are Turiyam. It's beautiful, isn't it? You see that now? Turiyam padam ashnute. How to remove ignorance? Here, Gaudapada Acharya does not say, we have to add, supply here. How to attain, how to remove ignorance? Only by knowledge. And how, the only by knowledge ignorance can be eliminated. When the ignorance is dispelled along with the ignorance, ignorance caused delusion also will resolve, then you are what? Turiyah. Is it clear? And which we have to remember, living a life of karma yoga, we have to have antakarana shuddhi. By living a life of meditation, which implies being religious. Okay? Here, by being religious, by living a life of meditation, we have to have antakarana naischalyam. And by jnana yoga, we have to have, what is jnana yogam? We have to gain jnanam. So attainment of the jnanam, only by jnanam, ignorance can be resolved. Jnanena eva ajnana nivrittihi. Ajnana nivrittau adhyasa nivrittihi. The delusion resolves along with the ignorance in the wake of the knowledge. But for knowledge, what is needed? Jnana yogaha. Jnana yogena jnana praptihi. What is jnana praptihi here? How do you attain jnanam? You are not attaining the turiyatma, turiyam. You are attaining the knowledge of the turiyatma by jnana yogaha. What is jnana yogaha? Shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam. All the three together constitute jnana yogaha. So shravanam and mananam will bless you with the jnanam. Nididhyasanam will bless you with the jnana nishta. Okay, which is actually the jnanam. Jnana nishta means that wherein you are non-dual reality. Is it clear? And for that jnanam, before that, what you need? Antakarana naischalyam. Chitta naischalyam. Chitta naischalyam is vikshepa nivrittihi. So ajnana nivrittihi jnanena vikshepa nivrittihi, which means, no, the agitations can be tackled only with the help of meditation. Upasanena vikshepa nivrittihi, or upasanaya vikshepa nivrittihi, which is, you know, nichitta naischalyam. And chitta shuddhihi, antakarna shuddhihi, mala nivrittihi is possible only by living a life of karma yoga. So how to gain jnanam, Gaudapada Acharya does not talk about. And here we have to include how remembering what we know already, which you have studied and understood with Bhagavad Gita and all other texts we have been studying, we have to remind ourselves how to gain jnanam, which alone can help us resolve this ignorance. Thereby we can claim our turiyam status. We only claim the turiyam status, we don't attain the turiyam status. Okay? For which karma yogena chitta shuddhihi, upasanena upasanaya chitta naischalyam, jnana yogena jnanam, jnanena ajnana nivrittihi, ajnana nivrittau adhyasa nivrittihi. Which Sanskrit word you didn't understand here? Tell me. It didn't sound like English? Which means very simple. For others, Tamil, it sounds for others English. Which means it is not Sanskrit at all. So simple that is. Okay. Now, okay, we understood very well. Now, what have you understood? There is no turiyam padam is not elsewhere. As a Vishvaha, turiyam, you are turiyam. As a Taijasaha, you are turiyam. As a Pragyaha, you are turiyam. What blocks this from just from claiming that you are already turiyam? It is this ignorance, and the ignorance caused error. Now the question comes, if this is the ignorance, it is this ignorance really which causes this, no? Which results in error, and which is a cause for samsara, all limitations and problems, then question comes, why did this ignorance come at all? Why is this ignorance? Why is this ignorance? Who created this ignorance? God created ignorance? God must have created. Why did the God create ignorance? Why did He create me, the Jiva? Why did He put me with the ignorance? And why did He make me suffer? Why is He a sadist, having fun in seeing me suffering? Why did God create ignorance? How did God create ignorance? When did Bhagavan create ignorance? Okay, and here Gaudapada Acharya gives an answer. What is the answer? We'll see in the next karika. See how beautifully it goes. Hope you are with me. Step by step you are taken. Okay. Anadi mayaya supto.
Anadi mayaya supto.
Yada jiva prabuddhyate.
Yada jiva prabuddhyate.
Ajama nidrama swapnam.
Ajama nidrama swapnam.
Advaitam buddhyate tada.
Advaitam buddhyate.
Anadi mayaya supto.
Anadi mayaya supto.
Yada jiva prabuddhyate.
Yada jiva prabuddhyate.
Ajama nidrama swapnam.
Ajama nidrama swapnam.
Advaitam buddhyate tada.
Advaitam buddhyate tada.
He says, anadi mayaya suptaha jivaha. This jivaha is what now? Anadi mayaya suptaha. He has been in dream timelessly. He has been in dream timelessly. Always remaining in sleep of ignorance. Why? Ignorance is anadi, beginningless. Beginningless ignorance. This jiva has been in dream, remaining in beginningless sleep of ignorance, which means the ignorance has not been created by someone at one some point with a vengeance. Come on, let me create this. How people create? Let me create this, some, you know, bomb, produce this, kill this. No, there's no such intention. Ignorance has never been created, which means it is not, it is anadi. Maya here is ajnanam, ignorance. Okay, the self-ignorance, or ignorance, self-ignorance is the ignorance, okay? Ignorance has never been, okay, it means it has been there timelessly. The ignorance being there timelessly, what about it now? What does it mean? The error also has been there always. As long as there is ignorance, there will be error also. What is the error is, means what now? Always the jiva has been in sleep. No, dream, remaining in sleep of ignorance. And this jiva, somehow some few jivas, few fortunate jivas have the opportunity. Some watch, wake up. Is it? Jivaha prabuddhyate. Prabuddhyate means what now? Wakes up from this dream. How? By waking up from sleep, he wakes up from dream. How does he wake up from sleep of ignorance, resolving the dream? How does he wake up? He says, is it? Somehow, parama karunikena guruna, somehow being exposed to the study of the shastram, being taught by the teacher, now having gone through these steps involved in jnanam, living a life of karma yoga, having earned punyam, having got his chitta shuddhi, and by living a life of meditation, having got his chitta naishchalyam, and going through shravanam and mananam, having got the jnanam, and by nididhyasanam, having got the jnana nishtha, aham brahma asmi, I the self am, consciousness, the limitless reality, I am non-dual reality. In the wake of knowledge, he does not see any division, does not see any difference, does not see duality, he does not see plurality. What does it mean? He claims the self being non-dual reality Brahman, which means that does not mean he does not see duality at all. Still the perception of duality is there, but in cognition duality is not there. Okay, perception there is duality. Like when you see the ocean, you see the ocean, you see the water, you see the waves, the differences you see between the wave and wave difference you see, wave-ocean difference you see, water-ocean difference you see. In perception you see the differences, but in cognition, there is clear cognition. What is there is only water. Whatever is there other than water is as though. Like how you know, you do not deny your perception. What? The earth is fast moving all the time. This is the fact. But you see, there is no, you don't feel the earth is not moving. It's a perception. But earth is fast moving. Rotating, it comes around the sun, isn't it? Is earth stationary? No. What is your perception? But what is the fact? Similarly, here, you do without denying your perception. In duality is real in perception, which means duality is perceptually real, empirically real, but you are very clear, absolutely, I am non-dual reality, Brahman, the consciousness. The divisionless, that's why non-dual. This is very clear. This is the vision one has. Very quickly he goes in Karika. Prabudhyate. Therefore, then when he wakes up from sleep of ignorance, absolutely for him there are no differences, there are no divisions. What is only non-dual reality. How does he say that now? I am no more a waker with ignorance and error. I am no more the taijasaha with ignorance and error. I am no more the sleeper with ignorance. I am non-dual consciousness free from Turiya Atma, free from ignorance and error. So clear. This is claiming one Swarupam. So how does he, in the wake of knowledge, Jnana Nishta, after Nididhyasanam, following the Shravanam and Mananam, isn't it? What is his understanding? How does he wake up? Tada buddhyate. He wakes up then to the fact. What is the fact? Ajam, anidram, aswapnam, advaitam buddhyate. He says, what does he say? I the self am advaitam brahma. I am non-dual, limitless reality, consciousness. What is that then? I am not the waker endowed with ignorance and error, delusion. Ajam. Ajam literally means what? Birthless, unborn. Birth is associated with what? The physical body. Physical body associated with what? The waker. You have to bring all the links, okay? What are the word ajam? What does it mean? Ajam is equal to I the self am not the waker with ignorance and error. Ajam is equal to waker. You can ask. Ajam literally means birthless, unborn. Why do you give the meaning that I am not the waker with the ignorance and error? Why do you give the meaning of the word waker? Is it for the ajam? Because that which is born is the body. Always birth is connected to the physical body. Physical body is connected to the waker. Therefore, ajam implies waker. Ajam indicates the unborn or the birthless. But here, ajam implies the waker. Ajam means what? I am not the waker endowed with ignorance and error. Is it clear? Next. Anidram, I am not the sleeper, sleeper. I am not the sleeper endowed with errorless, dreamless sleep of ignorance. Then aswapnam, I am not the dreamer endowed with ignorance and error. Then who am I? I am non-advaitam brahma. I am non-dual, secondless, limitless reality, the consciousness which is free from ignorance and error. To attain this Turiyam Padam, Turiyam status, what should you do? You need not do anything. You need to know. To know, why should you know? You know, in knowledge, ignorance resolves. In along with ignorance, error resolves. Ignorance and error goes, you are Turiyam. You are already Turiyam. It's clear, isn't it? Advaitam iti buddhyate. Aham, how does he? Yada jivaha buddhyate. This anadi, in one verse, Gaudapacharya brings in so much. This jiva, being endowed with this ignorance, timelessly, uncreated, beginningless ignorance. He's been in sleep, he's been dreaming, and somehow, by some punyam, being taught by an acharya, isn't it? Then, when he wakes up from his sleep of ignorance, what does he claim? Ajamanidrama swapnam advaitam brahma ahamasmi iti buddhyate. Okay? He wakes up and says, I am now advaitam brahma, advaitam. I am non-dual reality. I am not the waker, dreamer, sleeper, endowed with ignorance and sleep. Ignorance and error, delusion. Self-ignorance and self-delusion. Is it clear? Okay. So here ends the topic. Here he concludes this. Okay. Topic of four padas. So what is the lesson you derive from here? The 16th karika. What is the corollary you derive? In the wake of knowledge of the self being non-dual reality, what goes? Ajnanam resolves. When the ajnanam resolves, what goes? Advaitam, is it? Advaitam is attained. In the wake of knowledge, Advaitam has come. Non-duality has come in the wake of knowledge. Which means, when the Advaitam has come, non-duality has come, what has gone? Duality has gone. Okay? Therefore, knowledge brings non-duality and knowledge eliminates duality. Okay, ajnana nivrittau dvaita nivrittihi is the lesson. Ajnana nivrittau dvaita nivrittihi. When ignorance is eliminated, duality is eliminated. Is it clear? Elimination of ignorance is the elimination of duality. This is the lesson we arrive at. Now, based on this understanding we have from this verse, from this 16th karika, the question should arise in our mind. What is the question? What question should arise in our mind? That question is answered in the 17th next karika. The 17th karika is an answer for the question which should arise based on our understanding of the teaching of the 16th karika. What is the understanding? Advaitam, is it? In the wake of knowledge, one claims oneself being non-dual reality, the consciousness. Which means the duality goes when the ignorance is dispelled. Ajnana nashe dvaita nashaha. When the ajnanam is eliminated, ajnana nivrittau dvaita nivrittihi. Duality goes. Here comes the question. Does it mean, what is the question, Shara? What is the question now? Does it mean that knowledge eliminates duality? Is the question here. Because we arrived at the lesson, that is the previous lesson is what? Knowledge eliminates duality. Because we understood the word Advaitam. This word Advaitam, where have you taken it from? The seventh mantra, which is going to be explained later on, two chapters, don't worry long. One word Advaitam will be explained so much later on in Karikas. But this Advaitam, okay, when, how do you get it? When ignorance goes, in the wake of knowledge, Dvaitam goes. So, does knowledge eliminate duality? Does knowledge eliminate duality is the question. If we say knowledge eliminates duality, what does it mean? Duality was there before, isn't it? And now it has been removed. And not only the duality has been removed now, which means a non-duality was not there before, non-duality has come newly, isn't it? If non-duality has something which has come newly, then it will also go. If non-duality comes, if you think non-duality has come, Advaitam has come, if you say, Advaitam will go. If it goes, means moksha also will go. Worked hard. Therefore, Advaitam does not go because Advaitam does not come. What has been, what was, what is going to be, always Advaitam, non-duality, non-dual reality. What has come, actually, has Dvaitam come then? Dvaitam also has not come. Advaitam has not come. Advaitam, okay, Advaitam was, has been, is, will ever be. Has Dvaitam come? Dvaitam also has not come. Dvaitam also is not eliminated by ignorance. But what is eliminated by ignorance then? Sorry, what is eliminated by knowledge then? Knowledge does not eliminate Dvaitam. Knowledge only eliminates the Dvaita Brahmaha, delusion of duality is removed by knowledge. Is it clear? Which means this Dvaita Brahmaha has come, Dvaita Brahmaha goes. Duality hasn't come. Duality is not there at all. Duality is never there. Duality is not there at all. Delusion of duality, isn't it? Dvaita Brahmaha, delusion alone has come, and delusion alone is eliminated. So knowledge, when you say knowledge eliminates duality, is equal to knowledge eliminates delusion of duality. Jnanam, Jnana, Ajnana Nivrittau, Dvaita Nivrittihi means Dvaita Brahma Nivrittihi. Is it clear? It's clear? Sanskrit? It's okay? Knowledge does not eliminate anything. Knowledge will not eliminate anything. Knowledge eliminates only Brahma, delusion, the perception of duality. Okay? Is it clear? Because duality is real, that's a perception. That delusion alone is result. Suppose if knowledge eliminates duality, what will happen? When I know the chair will God will be God. Chair will disappear. When I know Nina will disappear. When I know something will go. And doctor knows the disease and disease will disappear. Knowledge of disease cannot eliminate the disease. The medicine which will remove the disease, isn't it? Knowledge cannot remove anything. Therefore, knowledge of the self does not eliminate duality, it eliminates the duality Brahma, delusion. Which means non-duality has been the paramarthika satyam. Duality has been the vyavaharika satyam. Which means the duality is not there at all. Therefore, it need not be eliminated. Duality is only in your notion. Okay? Therefore, the wrong notion alone of duality is eliminated by knowledge. Okay, that is said in the next 17th mantra. I'll give a small break for tea and come back. And I really want to do one more. Definitely I want to finish that before going to the 8th mantra. In fact, he resolves to Jiva Brahma Aikyam, Jagat Brahma Aikyam, which only then the vision of non-duality is possible. Jiva Brahma Aikyam, only half duality, isn't it? Totally duality has to be resolved. Jagat Brahma Aikyam also has to be brought in. The two verses talk about this two, resolution of this twofold duality. The duality is a total, isn't it? All duality has to be resolved. Jiva Brahma Aikyam, Jagat Brahma Aikyam also. Okay, go and come. Go for a tea and come. See, you should know how to connect to each verse. That's what I'm telling you. Because so many verses are going to be hereafter. What is the next verse, isn't it? What is said in the 16th verse, 16th karika, and so what is that we arrive at as a result, based on what we understand there, and that, once this is what I arrive at, based on this understanding, ignorance, in the wake of the knowledge, when the ignorance goes, then the duality goes. Which means, I claim there is a myself being non-dual reality. Irandatra ore parambrulaha parkiren. Then, which means, then the doubt should come. Which means, until the knowledge takes place, there is duality. After knowledge takes place, duality goes. Which means, knowledge eliminates duality. Does knowledge really eliminate duality? No. If duality is something which is there, then it can be eliminated, or it need not be or cannot be eliminated. There's no need for the duality to be eliminated. duality cannot be eliminated because duality is not there at all. If it is there, then we can say that it is eliminated or not. Duality is not there at all. What is there then? Non-duality also does not come then newly. If non-duality comes, when the duality goes, in ignorance goes, the knowledge comes, ignorance goes, duality goes, then non-duality comes means the non-duality also will go. Anything which comes will go, which means moksha also will be gone, isn't it? Moksha also would have gone. Therefore, moksha does not come and go, non-duality does not come and go, duality is not there at all. What is there is non-duality. What is not there at all is duality. What is not there at all is dvaitam. What is there is only advaitam. But what is eliminated by ignorance is the delusion of perception of duality. Okay? That is said here. Look at this. If I tell you everything beforehand, then I go to the verse, it will be clear. Look at this. Prapancho yadi vidyeta.
Prapancho yadi vidyeta.
Nivarteta na samshayaha.
Nivarteta na samshayaha.
Maya matramidam dvaitam.
Maya matramidam dvaitam.
Advaitam paramarthataha.
Advaitam paramarthataha.
Prapancho yadi vidyeta.
Prapancho yadi vidyeta.
Nivarteta na samshayaha.
Nivarteta na samshayaha.
Maya matramidam dvaitam.
Maya matramidam dvaitam.
Advaitam paramarthataha.
Advaitam paramarthataha.
Here, in the wake of the knowledge of the rope, snake disappears, means, does really knowledge of the rope eliminate the snake? There was never a real snake. Knowledge of the rope does not knowledge of the rope does not eliminate the snake, because snake was never there. Knowledge of the rope removes the perception of the snake. Which perception? Erroneous perception. Error in perception of the rope, isn't it? Erroneous perception of the snake is removed, not the snake is removed. Similarly here, it's also like, when you are fast asleep, you are dreaming, and in dream, there is a thief chasing you, and he has come to your house. In dream, you are so suffocating, you feel so suffocating, because there's a thief in your house opening your cupboards and taking your stuff, and then you're seeing helplessly, and you get disturbed when you wake up from sleep. And do you need to chase your thief away from your house? Because the dream thief cannot be chased out of the house when you wake up from sleep, because there is no real thief at all. Similarly, in the wake of the knowledge of the self being non-dual reality, the fact being non-duality of the reality, isn't it? Then duality is not eliminated by this vision of the non-duality. The knowledge of the non-duality resolves only the erroneous perception of duality. Therefore, yadi prapanchaha vidyeta, if there is a universe other than you, then nivarteta, then the universe, prapancha here should be taken as dvaitam. If there is a universe other than you, the limitless reality, the consciousness, then the universe may go, may not go, but the duality has not been there at all. Never is there the duality. So duality cannot go because it is not there. Then what goes? It is the erroneous perception of duality. In the wake of the knowledge of the ocean being water, does the knowledge of the water being the truth eliminate the ocean? No. There was never ocean independent of the water. Ocean was never there. What was there in the form of ocean was water. What is there in the ocean is water. What will there ever be in the form of ocean is water only. What is removed now? Your erroneous perception of ocean being real is resolved. Isn't it? This is water and the ocean are there when you say your perception is wrong. You can't say water and the ocean are, which means you are giving equal importance for the ocean. For you see the ocean as a parallel reality of the water. Ocean is not a parallel reality. Ocean has some reality because it is there. But water alone is paramarthikam satyam. Ocean is only vyavaharika satyam mithya. It is as though, that which is as though is as good as non-existent. Okay? But when you think, which means water is real, or your ocean is real. Isn't it? Similarly here, it's the best thing is, a dream thief need not be, cannot be chased on waking up from sleep, which is seemingly existent. The duality has only seeming existence, which means, again, what now? The duality in your perception, it is real. In reality, it is as though, mithya. Prapanchaha nivarteta, the universe can go, the duality can go, if there is duality. Duality, isn't it? No doubt about it. But what he says, maya matram idam dvaitam. Idam dvaitam, then what about this dvaitam? Then what about this duality? What about this universe, the duality, the plurality we perceive? What about the perception of duality? What about the perception of plurality? How can I deny my perception? The question may come. Shastram will never deny your perception. Duality, is there a duality? Maya matram. Is there a ocean? What is there, ocean or water? A version is Maya Matram. That which is as though. Why? Because remove the water, ocean will disappear. There is no ocean. See, there is no Jagat. There is no Prapancha. It is Maya Matram. It is as though. Maya Matram is what now? It is as though. Mithya. Which is not really there. A dream thief is Maya Matraha on waking up from sleep. When you are dreaming, the thief in your house who is dreamt by you is real. But on waking up from sleep, the dream thief is Maya Matraha. Similarly, the duality, perception of duality, plurality is only Maya Matram, Idam Dvaitam. This duality which is there for us, the perception, what is perceptually real, is only Maya Matram, but not absolutely. Perceptually, duality is there, but absolutely, there is no duality at all. Perceptually, sunrise is real, sunset is real. Absolutely, there is no sunset, no sunrise. Perceptually, earth is stationary, and then world is stationary, but absolutely, world is fast moving in its orbit. Is it clear? Similarly here, we have to understand, Maya Matram Idam Dvaitam, the duality is what now? Only Maya Matram. What is absolutely then real? Paramarthataha Advaitam. What is absolutely there is non-duality. Paramarthataha. Paramarthataha means absolutely what is there is non-duality. What is as though is duality. Orumai sollakudadu irandinmai. Irumai irandinmai. Okay. Now what you have understood, you have already said, now what are you? Is there still I sitting anywhere? Where have you placed the I? The I was hanging here and there. Poor I. Where have you resolved the I now? Now the wave is there. And then what did you resolve the wave? In the water. Wave is water. When you said you resolved it, where could you resolve this I? Because I is what now? The waker in waking state, dreamer in dream state, sleeper in deep sleep state, the experiencer in the dream, experiencer in the waking, experiencer in sleep is this I. Therefore, you have distinguished the I from where? From the experienced body, mind, senses, pranas. Therefore, you cannot say I is the body, I is the mind, I is the sense organs, I is equal to. I has been shifted already. As what? The experiencer, as the knower. Shifted already, I have been shifted from the known. I cannot be placed anymore in the body mind complex. How do you shift the I? Used your buddhi, isn't it? And used your buddhi and cognitively you have extracted. You know, cognitively you have pulled the I from the body mind complex, shifted it, and you don't know where to place it. And that is when Gaudapadacharya helped you. Come on. A You are the experiencer, waker in waking state, with the ignorance ended. You are the experiencer, waker in dream, with the ignorance ended. Ignorance end? Error. And you are the sleeper, pragyaha, with ignorance in sleep. But remove all of them. You are non-dual, advaitam, turiyam, chaitanyam. You are non-dual reality, the consciousness. Is it clear? You resolve the knower in consciousness. Resolve the I in consciousness. Aham Brahma Asmi. I am non-dual reality. Non-dual Brahman. Okay. Fine. Now, still what happens? The knower is resolved in consciousness. Fine. What to do with the known now? Knower has been resolved in consciousness. I has been resolved in consciousness. Isn't it? Now still knower, known duality is there. When you say in the wake of knowledge, when the ignorance is dispelled, then duality is dispelled, means duality, the delusion of duality is dispelled, means ignorant knowledge eliminates all duality. Knowledge eliminates all duality. All duality means what now? Duality in the form of the knower, known duality. The duality in that, such a duality. The knowledge eliminates all duality means which duality? Even that duality which is the basis for the knowledge. The duality is the basis for this very knowledge. Knowledge eliminates all duality means it includes what? Knowledge eliminates even that duality which is the basis for very knowledge. Why? Because you cannot talk about the knowledge without the knower, known division. You cannot talk about the knowledge without the subject-object division. Knowledge, once you say knowledge, immediately it brings in what? It implies the knower, known division. Subject-object division. And here Gaudapadacharya says in this karika, what even that knower known duality is resolved in the wake of knowledge. Knowledge eliminates all duality, including that duality, subject-object division, is it, which is the basis for very knowledge. That is said in the following karika. Let us read this. Vikalpo vinivarteta.
Vikalpo vinivarteta.
Kalpito yadike nachite.
Kalpito yadike nachite.
Upadeshadayam vado. Jnate dvaitam na vidyate.
Jnate dvaitam na vidyate.
Vikalpo vinivarteta.
Vikalpo vinivarteta.
kalpito yadi kenachit upadeshadayam vado jnate dvaitam na vidyate. See, vikalpaha means division. Subject-object division, knower-known division, arihiravan-ariyappadu-porul division is called vikalpaha. That vikalpaha nivarteta, that division will go. The division will resolve, will get eliminated if the division has been created by someone. Yadi kena chit kalpitaha vikalpaha. By someone, we don't know who, by someone, maybe by God, this division, the knower known division, knower known duality has been created by someone, if you say, then duality may go or may not go also. If there was never knower known duality also was not there at all. Okay? Duality was not there. Knower known duality was not there. Which means that is there then, which is the very basis, without which knowledge is not possible. Based on the difference alone, even we study Shastram. No, we understand. And we talk about Karma Yoga for Chitta Shuddhi, Upasana Yoga for Naishchalyam, then Jnana Yoga for Jnanam, Shravanamanam for Jnanam, Nidhyasam for Jnana Nishta, then we attain Jnanam, which means I am the knower. Shastram is something to be studied by me. Student teacher division is there. Shastram student division is there. Learner of Mandukya Upanishad and the Mandukya Upanishad division is there. Isn't it? Divisions are there. How can we say this division is not there? No. Upanishad says, divisions are there. Subject-object division is there as long as ajnanam is there. This division is so real. How long? As long as ignorance is there. As long as ignorance is there, so long will there be erroneous perception of duality also will be there. In the wake of knowledge, no, ignorance of the self resolves. Ignorance of the truth, self-ignorance resolves. Ignorance of the truth becomes resolves. Then error caused by the ignorance also will resolve. Then you see that there is no subject-object division really. Which means subject-object division was never there before, is not there now, will never be there. But in between it is as though there is only notion. Subject-object division is where? Only in your notion. You think you are the knower and you think there is something known by you. Only in the notion, knower-known division is there. If the knower itself is not there, understand? You have already resolved the knower. as mithya, isn't it? And how can there be the knower known division? Purinjida, hope you understood. Already the knower experience has been resolved, isn't it? Therefore, there's no knower known division. How long? Yes, as long as ignorance is there, this division will be there. In jnanam, it will resolve. And here, there is no division. The knower known division is only in notion, only in perception. Then he says, which means, empirically, these differences are all empirically real, but not absolutely real. But how do we take them? All these differences are taken to be absolutely real. Now comes upadeshada. The question comes, all the scriptures talk about the knower. Upanishad itself talks about the knower known difference. How do you say that? Because Brahma vida apnoti param, knower of Brahman attains Brahman absolute end called moksha. Upanishad itself introduces, Upanishad itself says knower of Brahman. If you say knower of Brahman, the knower is subject. The knower implies what? Something which is to be known. Only from the standpoint of the known, the knower status is possible. Therefore, knower known division is accepted even by the scripture. How can you say knower known division is not there in reality? It is there as long as ignorance is there. The knower known duality is not really, there was never a duality of any type. Only resolved means, he says, upadeshat ayam vadaha. This knower known division is accepted. This vadaha means what? This knower known division, okay, this which is accepted in the shastram only for the purpose of teaching. For the sake of teaching alone, knower known division is accepted in the scripture, used in the scripture. How long does the shastram accept the knower known division and uses this knower known division? As long as the teaching gets completed, isn't it? Which means what? As long until the jnanam takes place, until the teaching gets completed, knower known division is accepted by the shastram. And once the shastram does its job of teaching, one, it blesses you with the vision of non-duality of the reality, shastram need not tell you later on anything. You see the knower known duality resolving in the vision of non-dual reality. If you all get this, baby walker, not to be using it throughout life. As long as you are not able to walk by yourself, once you are capable of walking on your own, it just thrown away. Oh, how beautiful, colorful, nice, you know, with all jingle bells, and then we paid £35, you know, from IKEA, that too, the best imported, and then we'll never come again. The company has been closed. You don't think all that, isn't it? It's useless means useless. You are full-fledged, the complete person with the healthy limbs. You can walk. You don't need a walker anymore, isn't it? Walk, the baby walker. Similarly here also, I am this knower known division. Shastram introduced, Shastram accepts it, accepts that, because that is very, that is how very knowledge has to be given to you, isn't it? Akhanda akara vritti jnanam should arise in the mind. Akhanda akara vritti jnanam. What akhanda akara vritti jnanam? Akhandam vastu, one indivisible reality. What is there is only one indivisible reality, the consciousness. That is called akhandam vastu. And that akhandam vastu, I am. I am that indivisible reality, non-dual reality, is it? This vision of this I being indivisible, non-dual reality is what? Akhanda vritti jnanam. Akhandartha vritti jnanam. Isn't it? Therefore, until this knowledge takes place, Shastram accepts your perceptual perception of the knower known duality. Using your perception of knower known duality, it teaches, it maintains it as long as the teaching is there, and the teaching itself, when it gets completed, and the teaching also what now? Resolves, giving you that vision of non-duality. Once the vision you arises, no, the cognition arises. Oh, I is nothing but consciousness. When it arises, then what happens there? You know, the teacher taught division results. The taught book and the learner learned division results. Ishvaro gururatmeti murti bheda vibhagine vyomavad vyapta rupaya dakshinamurtaye namaha. All these divisions will resolve. All dualities resolve. All divisions resolve. Isn't it? Therefore, he says, vikalpaha vinivarteta kalpitaha yadi kenachit. If this division, knower known division, subject-object division has been created by somebody, then it could have been removed. Isn't it? It could have been eliminated. But really speaking, there is never a knower known division at all. But it is upadeshat ayam vadaha. Only for the sake of upadesha, for the purpose of teaching, this division is retained by the Shastram in the beginning until the teaching gets completed, until the vision arises, until the knowledge takes place. But jnate, what is jnate? When understood. What is understood? The teaching gets completed, when the truth of self being non-dual consciousness is understood. When the fact of self being non-dual consciousness becomes understood, dvaitam na vidyate, knower known duality does not exist anymore. What does it mean? The in notion alone, knower known division was. That knower known division was never there really. Knower known division which existed in your mind, in your notion, in your buddhi, that wrong perception of knower known division resolves in the wake of the knowledge of self being non-dual, indivisible, partless whole, the consciousness. Resolve the knower first in consciousness. Then resolve the known. There is no known outside of consciousness, other than consciousness. If at all there is something other than consciousness, that gets the name mithya. That is as though. People have come to God particles. Doesn't matter whichever Brahman particle, whatever particles they bring in. All these discoveries are within the realm of ignorance only. Is it clear? Okay. Therefore, jnate dvaitam na vidyate. Upadesha karyetu jnane nivritte jnate paramartha tattve dvaitam na vidyate. Sishyaha shastha shastramiti. Disciple, the teacher, shastram, all the differences will resolve as mithya. Very, very profound. See, Gaudapada Acharya gives in these two verses, he gives deep technical answer. Very, in fact, the 17th mantra, there's a deep technical answer. The 18th mantra, much deeper technical answer. That is why Mandukya Upanishad should not be taught to people who have not studied other Upanishads. But okay, we are very, it's okay. Generally, it's said because we should not get confused, that's why. Got it? Okay. Here ends the, now with this, what has come to an end now? Atma Chatushpad, isn't it? I am Atma Brahma. What is Kim Tad Brahma? What is Brahman? I am Atma Brahma. The self is Brahman. Therefore, knowledge of self is knowledge of Brahman. What is itself then? Chatushpad. What is Chatushpad? Atma. Chatushpad means why Atma is Chatushpad? Because Atma is endowed with four, isn't it? Facets. Prathama padaha, dvitiya padaha, tritiya padaha, chaturtha padaha, arturiya padaha. And what is how to know? So knowing the Turiyam Padaha is knowing Brahman. You can't know Brahman separately outside. Turiya Padaha is none other than the Vishva Taijasa Prajna minus ignorance and error is equal to Turiya Padaha. What is that? Vishva Taijasa Prajna minus ignorance and error is equal to Turiyaha. And Turiyam is pure consciousness. The consciousness is beginningless, endless, changeless, all-pervasive, independent, self-existent, self-effulgent, non-dual, indivisible, partless, unmoving, whole reality Brahman. Other than the consciousness, there is nothing. If at all there is anything here, that gets the name Mithya. And Mithya is Satyam Brahma. Satyam Brahman is not Mithya. Satyam alone appears as Mithya. What is there is only non-dual Atma. There is no Paramatma, there is no Jiva Atma, there is only Atma, which is Brahma. Same Atma, from the standpoint of individual, gets the name Jiva Atma. From the standpoint of total, gets the name Paramatma. There is neither Paramatma nor Jiva Atma. What is there is only all-pervasive, innermost, essential reality, which is Brahma. Atma, Brahma. Only Atma. Is it clear? Today you should go home with the mathematics. Vishwaha minus ignorance and error is equal to Turiyam. Tajasaha minus ignorance and error is equal to Turiyam. Pragyaha minus ignorance is Turiyam. Aham Turiyam Brahma. For me to become, I need not do anything. I am already Brahma. What should be dropped? Ignorance and error. These are the impurities. Remove, you are that already. So with this, Atma Vicharaha is over. Now next mantra begins with Omkara Vicharaha. I told you the whole Mandukya Upanishad involves only two enquiries. One is Atma Vicharaha, then Omkara Vicharaha. Two enquiries really complete the whole Mandukya Upanishad is covered by what? Two enquiries only. One enquiry is over. The next begins. But don't think it's over, okay? Gaudapachari will take us now. Along. So Omkara Vicharaha begins here. What we'll do today is a good day. We'll read the mantra and go home. Okay, we'll come back and see the meaning again. Soyamatma Adyakshaha Adyaksharam Soyamatma Adyaksharam Omkaraha Adhimatram Padaha Matraha Matrascha Padaha Akara Ukaro Makara Iti. Only in Mandukya Upanishad you will have the complete understanding of Om Pranavartha. Okay, Tandekku Pranavatin Purulai Unartiyavan Muruhanna. Eppri Unartina Ninga Paakunga. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tatsat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.